Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this snowy Wednesday. The Vandy boys season is underway and starting off 4-1 on the season. We say hello now to their coach, Tim Corbin, who joins us. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chase. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. It's good to talk to you. And look, knowing you like I know you, you look at the weather. It's not baseball weather. You were supposed to play today against Air Force. It could have been very easy to play one yesterday and then, cancel today, but that's not what you did. You moved the game to Monday, played Monday and Tuesday. I know it was important to you to get those games in against Air Force because before you get into a tough SEC schedule, you obviously want to take advantage of the non-conference schedule and get that competition. So how important was it to get those games in?
Yeah, it very. I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, even coming back from Arizona on Sunday night, we knew that it was going to be trouble on Wednesday today. So we moved it up. And, we don't play on Mondays. I think we played one time on Monday in my career here, which in 23 years, that's nothing. And we've never played five games in a row, so we did some things that were unusual. But at the end of it, the guys want to play, so we did. We just had to rebound quick, and we had to rebound quick, and conditions were a little bit different than Arizona. But at the end of it, we won both games, and that was most important, and we got a lot of guys out there. I think that's the strength of playing five games in a row, is that you're going to get information on kids that might not play. They get an opportunity to play, more pitchers than position players. But that was that certainly was a positive thing. Our pitchers did really well the last 18 innings. It was good to see. So we're fortunate to get those games in. It was a nice couple of days, actually. It was really cold, but sun was out, and got to see some jumpers jump out of the sky. They did it on 2 days in a row, which was nice. So anytime you play the military academy, it's a great experience. Good people. They certainly have, when you say play baseball for them, it actually means play baseball, because it's probably the easiest thing that they do when they're at the military academy. So certainly eye-opening for our kids.
Obviously, you want to see, you talked about seeing guys that you don't get to use a lot, seeing what they could do on the field. But how much did you pay attention to five games in a row, the adversity that was thrown at your team and how they reacted, whether guys were like, oh man, five in a row, or like, yep, coach, let's go out there and play. How important was it to kind of see how these guys react when it doesn't go as planned?
Yeah, I think that's always a good thing, because that really is life, right? It's you've got a schedule, and you talk about routine so much with kids, that what happens when someone shakes your routine up a little bit, and how are you going to respond to it? And I think they did well. They wanted to play. I thought their energy was really good, especially on Monday, because we got back in at about 1:30. By the time they delivered the equipment and got back to their room, it was probably 2:30. So they probably didn't get to bed till about 3:30, knowing them, and winding down. So they, we started at 4:30 the next day, which means they had to be in the facility by noontime. They missed class. So, yeah, I thought they responded really well. I thought it was a good response to what was happening. I thought we pitched well. We didn't hit the ball as well as we would want to, but I think some of that had to do with the conditions, the wind. It was a stiff wind blowing in, and it was cold. So it kind of wasn't a hitter's environment for sure, but I do appreciate how they responded.
We're talking to our good friend Coach Tim Corbin on the Chase and McJoe Show. Coach, is this year 23?
It is, Joe. How about that?
Time flies, huh?
It does. I know when you
just
came.
Started.
Yeah, right. I know when you came here, and I remember the first games you talk about. Nobody's there, and it's cold. And did you make the right decision? As you reflect back on, now we got another year. What's something off the field you're so proud of? I know you got the national championships, you got guys in the pros, guys that graduated, but what are you most proud of away from the diamond?
Just consistency. I think just consistency of the kids. I think how, what they're doing. It's nice to win national championships, obviously. That doesn't happen. So, the fact that we've been able to be in that game four times and win it twice is special. And then, the big leaguers. But, it's really everything else when it gets down to it. I mean, winning's important, otherwise you're not here. But I think consistency of winning inside of our program, consistency of the kids that continue to come back here and be a part of this. I mean, we had a national championship reunion in January for the 2014 team, and you know, 30 of those kids came back, and that's 10 years ago, and they came back from all over the country. And you know, we went to the Tennessee basketball game. That was a nice day. We won. And then, you know, we went to Hall's Steakhouse. We had a nice celebration set up. We got there at 6:30 and we didn't leave till 1:30 in the morning. And it was just like, no one wanted to leave. And I think when you think about what you do in life and the effect, it's probably has more to do with, you know, you like you've heard this 100 times, but it is, it's relational. It's the connections. It's what you do, because in that reunion, we never brought up winning a national championship. No one brought up professional baseball. It was everything but that. It was all the other stories. So I know that Maggie and I, if we looked at this thing, we'd say it's just the environment that we've all been able to create and to continue. And that does speak to consistency and energy. It is tough to recreate that every year. It's very difficult. It's not easy. You have to regenerate, you know, energy yourself. But I think it's the consistency of doing all of that.
Well, one of my dear friends, his son is a pitcher on your team. Roman Patrica is, and I've known Roman for years. And I talked to his dad, Steve, and he's like, the fact that we like where Roman is because Coach Corbin teaches outside the game of baseball. And that really struck me to hear that from a father of a kid who's going to play for you. Mm-hmm. Not about, you know, hey, hit the target or throw the splitter or whatever. It just teach you outside the game of baseball. Does that make sense? Because I tried to wrap my mind around what all that entailed, but it's basically life, right? About just what life brings at you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't have sons. You know, I've got two daughters, and I'm a step-parent. So, you know, I look at this uniquely different because I feel like these kids are given to us. And someone like Roman, who's a young kid and who's learning right now, this is someone else's child. And when you sit in front of them and you recruit them, you know, or present your situation to them, you speak and then you have to act on what you're speaking about. If you don't act on what you speak about, then it's hollow. And I think for me, it's always been about teaching male traits. And that's every day. I don't go without that. I just feel like there's a lot of males that are unequipped to handle themselves after they get done with sport. And mm-hmm. you don't want their whole life wrapped up in what they did here. It's well beyond that. But I think having stepdaughters, I've always said to myself, okay, if these girls were going to marry someone, how would you potentially help them and train a young male to be the most equipped young male that you can produce? And I just think that's the most special thing you can do, because I do think it certainly helps baseball. You know, you're always on the skills of baseball, the bat, the ball, and the glove, but you can't even tap into those skills if you're not personally equipped, if you're not comfortable in your own skin, if you're insecure as a human being, you know, and if you're posturing all the time and trying to be something that you're really not. I think vulnerability and being who someone you are and letting yourself go a little bit and letting people see the inner fibers of who you are as a person, I think that's how you build teams. I think that's how you build trust within a group of people. And in a day and age where academics is loosely tethered to athletics,
yes,
where, you know, 10 years ago it was, now it's not, and the color of green is the most powerful thing you have, well, you know, that doesn't have to be the thing. I'm not going to run away from that just because, you know, the question you get all the time is, what do you think of the portal? What do you think of NIL? Well, it is what it is. So we're going to operate in the way that we can to best reflect the values of the school, but more importantly, grow these kids and let them know that's not the end all to what they're doing right now.
Oh, that's so beautifully said. I real quick on this one, and you're 20, and you've got another great team. You've got great kids over there and all that. You've had them every single year. in your 23 years, is there one kid that you desperately wanted to come to Vanderbilt but went to the major league when he got drafted? I'm just curious if there's one guy you secretly wished you could have had at Vanderbilt in these 23 years.
Well, there's several, but I think Volpe, you know, because he's so new, I really – Anthony Volpe was a kid that I really wanted here for all the right reasons, and not because he would play shortstop for us, which he would. Jack Leiter and he were from the same school. It's called the Delbarton School. And to be honest with you, initially we thought Jack was more of a risk just because, you know, they had close ties with Major League Baseball. The reality was because Al didn't go to college and Lori, the mom, they really wanted Jack to come to college. But more importantly, Jack wanted to come to college. He turned down a lot of money to come to college. Anthony Volpe was the young kid that college, he was straight A student, was just an incredibly mature young kid. But it was school. The underlining factor was that the family had season tickets for the New York Yankees for 20 straight years.
Wow.
And so when the Yankees called, it became a little bit different. That probably was the only team that he would have signed with. But I just, that kid, is he's just a beautiful kid. You know, like a lot of our kids, he was just very equipped for the college environment. And I thought this is where he belonged, but didn't happen. And that one hurt. That was a gut punch because I just felt like that was the right kid in the right environment.
Tim Corbin is with us. Corbs, it's always great to catch up with you. Really looking forward to the season. I know the SEC is going to be tough, but it's also going to make it fun to watch. But thanks so much for doing this today.
Yeah, thanks, Chase, Joe. I always appreciate you having me, too. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. We'll do it again soon. Corbs, Tim Corbin on with us, Vanderbilt baseball coach, as their season is underway. And 4-1 to start the year. We'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.